driving me berserk. Why do only fools and horses work? La 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 la.
Just go and jolly Raquel up. Raquel, will you hurry up? I'll have to have another shave in a minute.
All right, Dave?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you, Trigger. So, what are you doing here, Trig?
Well, Del said he'd give me a lift to the pub.
Oh, right. But you live closer to the pub than us.
I know.
In fact, you have to walk past the pub to get to this...
Yeah, but Del said he'd give me a lift.
How brilliant is that? That was, not Del and Rodney, but... It was Trigger and Rodney, and they go off and talk about, I think it's classical music, which we'll play that clip next week. All right, so it's now time for the older Only Fools and Horses quiz with Hannah Banana Barker.
Hello.
And we've also got Josh Widdicombe in there as well. Josh Widdicombe Styles in the studio. So we've got to get to question. We're doing this this quiz, and there's 25 questions. So it's like a 5-week series, and we've got to get to question 10 on this. Or was it 11? Because we've already done, we've got 100% so far, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Between us. So we've got 100% so far. I'm just queuing up the next question, because obviously the last one we had was how did Del once manage to spark off a full scale riot in Peckham?
Yeah.
And do you remember that?
Wildfire
singing in the darkness. Okay, so we got that one right, and we're now these are the five questions for today.
Yeah.
Okay, so Del's attempt to bottle tap water and sell it as Peckham spring water is scuppered when? Okay, so when is it scuppered? Was it during a radio interview about the new product Rodney let slip that it's tap water? Del's nemesis, Roy Slater, tells police that the so-called Peckham Spring doesn't exist. Del accidentally contaminates the London water supply with a yellow pollutant. And the allotment where the fictitious Peckham Spring is bulldozed. What's the answer? I know what the answer is, I think. But what do you guys think? Del's attempt to bottle tap water and sell it as Peckham Spring is scuppered when?
I don't actually remember the one.
Don't you?
No.
Oh, you've got to see it then. It was a Christmas special.
I know with the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't remember what happened.
What about Oh Gosh, It's Josh? Do you know? Do you want me to just do this one? Okay, I think it's Del accidentally contaminates the London water supply with a yellow pollutant. And if you remember in the episode, they've gone away for a holiday down to Brighton.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got adjoining doors, adjoining rooms. And Del Boy says, I think he'll be talking about us in the papers next week. And he puts his hand up and it's glowing yellow. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's what I reckon. 85% of the people that took part in this quiz got that right. That's one to us.
Yeah.
So far we've got 100% record for the last couple of weeks. Okay, the next question is, it turns out during the series that Del has a virtual double. What is his doppelganger's unfortunate occupation? Now, I believe this is from Miami Twice, which is the only film that they actually made.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like you just hit Josh, but you didn't. You missed. mobster, market inspector, copper, customs officer. So what was he?
Mobster.
He was a mobster. Have you seen it? You seen that episode?
No.
I go to Miami, and it's a film. It's the one that I don't like. There's another couple, but I'm not really a big fan of it. Yeah, 89% got that one right, so we're 2 out of 2 so far this week. In what very romantic setting did Rodney meet his future wife, Cassandra? Was it at a car wash? Was it at a taxi rank? An adult education centre? Or was it an STD clinic, it says here? A car wash, taxi rank, adult education centre, an STD clinic.
Adult education centre.
It was at the education centre. And do you remember there was one funny bit in it?
I remember the name tag.
That's it?
Yeah.
How do you know it was my coat?
Because your name on it.
And
my mum always said, put your name in your clothes.
You ought to go on Mastermind. Chosen subject, only fools and horses. Yeah. Education Centre is right. 97% of the people got that right. Next question. What was Raquel, the love of Dale's life, working as when the two first met through a dating agency?
Oh, I know this one. I know.
Was it a secretary? Mm-hmm. Was it a backing singer? Artist's life model, or was she a strippogram?
A strippogram.
A strippogram.
Yeah, Uncle Albert's birthday party.
That's right.
Yeah.
And in that same episode, if you remember, he was going to go off and meet her, and another what he thought was a strippogram that turned up, and it was a policewoman.
Yeah.
And he ripped her shirt over and said, "Come on, love, hurry up. Yeah. I haven't got all day. Get them off." Ripped her shirt open, thinking that she was a strippogram as well. Anyway, 93% of the people got that right. Final question for this week, 100% so far. Del and Rodney didn't usually fight over women, but which luscious girl led them to play tricks on each other and almost fall out as they tried to win her affections? Was it... because this is the one where he went up in the old... what was it? A glider, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it Trigger's niece? Was it a lingerie seller at the market? Local barmaid, Nervous Neris? Or was it a policewoman who once busted Dale?
Trigger's niece.
It was Trigger's niece. Do you know who Trigger's niece then went on to be, famously?
What?
She was in EastEnders. And she was... let me think now. She was... Who's the bloke that left and then went on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, won it, and then went back as one of the presenters on the other show? Mickey. Oh, crikey, Mickey. What was his name?
Oh.
Oh, do you know what? That's going to bug me now. We'll find out. Yeah. We'll find out those details. Yeah. It was Trigger's niece. 90% got that right.
No, I don't. We don't have a car phone.